Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
The Green Party's parliamentary party deferred questions last night raised by three senators regarding the party chair, Hazel Chew, standing as an independent candidate in the upcoming Shannon election. Minister of State Pippa Hackett, as well as Senators Pauline O'Reilly and Roisin Garvey, had proposed a number of items for discussion, including whether the parliamentary party has confidence in Hazel Chew continuing in the position. Well, the senator and leader of the Green Party in the Shannon, Pauline O'Reilly, joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us. What are your own issues with Hazel Chew standing as an independent candidate in the Shannon election?
Well, I suppose, firstly, I just do think it's important to say that I have huge respect for Councillor Chew. She has shown amazing resilience and has put up with vile abuse, particularly since becoming Lord Mayor of Dublin. But I think that, you know, it was quite clear that a decision was taken not to stand a candidate for the Green Party. And as chair of the Green Party, we would expect that that would be respected. And it has been, and I can't deny, quite divisive within the party among the membership, particularly, I would say, outside Dublin, but also, you know, members across Dublin feeling, well, if no selection was held and they had no opportunity to put themselves forward, and it's really somebody self-selecting. And I suppose
so there was no selection. There was no selection convention.
There was no selection convention, exactly. And I suppose there was no selection convention because we are in government and we're supporting government candidates on those panels. And that's, you know, that's the way it works when you're in government,
and
that
who would support government. Who would organise a selection convention if it were to happen?
That would be the party chair would organise, as the chair of the electoral task force organises.
So instead of doing that, then you're saying that she just put her own name forward as an independent?
Well, a vote was taken on the executive of the party as to whether they would run a selection convention, and they voted against running a selection convention. So it wasn't held. And then following that, I suppose Councillor Chew did make the decision that she would run anyway. And, you know, I absolutely believe that people can run for anything that they like. But I think if you're chair of a party, it is quite hard to understand how you can also be an independent. And I think that's the question. And I think it's a question that internally, it's important to discuss whether that is appropriate or not. But you know yourself, I'm sure, that every parliamentary party is like a leaky bucket at this stage. And so that people did know that these things were coming up.
And do you have confidence in Hazel Chew continuing as Green Party chair?
I don't think it's appropriate to be both, you know, to run as an independent candidate and also to be a chair of a party that's in government and that is supporting government candidates. But that said, I appreciate that people have different opinions on that. And that's what politics
Senior
is about.
People in your party have different opinions about this. You know, the deputy leader, Catherine Martin, supports Hazel Chew in this, as does Joe O'Brien, another minister.
Well, Joe O'Brien and Catherine, they have nominated, and you'll know that some of these have nominated Hazel, but certainly they're clear that they're supporting the government candidates when it comes down to it, and I think that is the difference. And
that's
I can
ridiculous,
understand.
Though. That's ridiculous.
Would you not
agree?
People are friends. If people are friends and they've got friends in high places and they're looking for nominations, and I can understand if a friend comes to you, but I think that this goes to the heart of really why some members are annoyed, because they don't necessarily know
so
these people.
So you were saying her nomination was supported because she's got friends in high places?
I'm saying that people are friends, and if you ask somebody for a nomination and they give you the nomination, and that might have been what has happened.
It doesn't say much about the judgment of Catherine Martin and the judgment of Joe O'Brien then, if they're just doing this and it's so disruptive and you say they're doing it because they're mates with Hazel Chew.
Well, it's not for me to say why
they
are or are not.
You just said they did it because they were her friends.
Well, I'm saying that people can nominate, and that's what they've done, and they're perfectly entitled to do that. I probably wouldn't do that. But in the end of the day, they have said that they will back the government. And I think that that's the important point out of this. And we now need to get back to actually what we're doing in government, because these things are a distraction. And if the chair hadn't put herself forward in the first place, this wouldn't have arisen. So we want to get back to the climate action bill that we published this week.
How do you get away from this? Like, how do you stop this story running? Because this is only the beginning. I mean, she launched her campaign yesterday. It's not going anywhere. So what happens? How do you end this?
Well, you know, I mean, it is clear that Hazel has been on 6-1 News 2 days running, has launched yesterday, and she is entitled to do that. And I suppose from our perspective then, because that story is running, I'm now on this programme speaking to you to give another perspective to it. And I think that it's important that members hear that there is another perspective to it. But, it's not for me to make a decision if somebody should or shouldn't remain chair. It is just to give a perspective. And in the end of the day, it does come down to members and to the executive of the party.
It sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that in order for this to be over, from your point of view, it might be better if Hazel was not in the Green Party at all.
Look, that's not a decision for me.
But what's your personal opinion? Yeah. Because you've just outlined how disruptive this is. You know, all of the coverage of this over the last couple of days, you've told us about that. You're here explaining your position and letting the party know that there are other people who have differing views. So if this were to end, in your opinion, the best way to do it, would it be if Hazel were to leave the Green Party altogether?
No, because it doesn't really, the leaving of the Green Party isn't really relevant. I mean, we have a lot of members in the party. The issue is whether you think that you can be chair of a party that makes the decisions and the fair procedures around whether people do or don't run, and to give everybody an opportunity, and also then run yourself. It's simply about that point. And people are going to have different points of view. That's what a political party is about. But if it was me, I wouldn't be in this position, and I would make a decision that I'm doing one or the other. I don't think that you can be running as an independent. You don't see some of the independents within parties as well doing both things.
And just going back to the decision in the first place as to whether a Green candidate should run in the Shannon elections, did the party executive have a vote and make a democratic decision in that regard?
As I understand it, they did make a decision, and the decision was against running a selection convention. Yeah, absolutely.
And how divided was that vote? Do you know?
That's confidential, and I'm not on the executive of the party, but I do know that it was voted against running a selection convention. Like, we are in government, and so that's it doesn't make any sense when there's one seat on each panel. There's already a government person running on that seat. You are reliant on government partners for support. And for us, the important thing is government partners' support in all of the things that are in the programme for government. And that's really what we want to get back to. And this doesn't need to be divisive, but unfortunately, by running like this, it has become a story that I'm now having to explain, which I'd rather not be explaining. And I would rather be talking about the work of government, about how we're going to deal with the pandemic, you know, because the Green Party did step up when others didn't.
Yeah,
76% voted in favour of going into government.
We started, Pauline, by saying that you had proposed a number of items for discussion along with two of your party colleagues last night, including whether the Green Party has confidence in Hazel Chew remaining in her position. Did you have a conversation with Hazel Chew about this? Did you tell her that this was coming?
It was on the agenda, and then she did express that she would like more time, and I immediately deferred it. And I have no issue with that, and I think that that's fair. I think that's very fair. I think that we need to try and sort it out ourselves. I would ideally like to see that we could try and talk amongst ourselves and try to resolve it, because I think these constant kind of distractions are, I think, damaging.
Mm-hmm. Will you be able to continue to work with her?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, I work with people across the floor in the Shannon, and that without a doubt. I mean, I was co-chair of the Women's Network in the Green Party with Hazel. I have massive respect for her.
It's just be really strange. Really, if she does get elected, she'll be an independent senator. Like, will she have the whip, the Green Party whip, anymore?
She has expressed that she would, as far as I understand it, just from media reports, that she anticipates that she would vote with government. And so, look, how that would work, I'm not entirely sure, but that's, you know, mm-hmm. That's good if she's supporting government. But I don't think that this is what it's about. I think that really what it's about is there has to be a sense in which there's fairness, and that the procedures are followed, and that members have confidence in that, and that, you know, we can do our work in government and not be hampered by these kind of drip things, you know.
And was there, are you clear that there was an arrangement between yourselves and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil about two candidates this time out, one from Fine Gael, one from Fianna Fáil, and that the Green Party would support those candidates? Because Hazel Chew on this programme yesterday, she was really clear, really adamant that there was no pact.
Well, I think it's not correct to say that there's no pact, because, like, if you call a spade, we're in government, that's a pact. And there are two candidates, and, you know, those candidates are Fianna Fáil on one panel and Fine Gael on the other panel.
Mm-hmm. So there was an unspoken agreement.
And it was made very clear by the leader
by
on
Eamon
numerous
Ryan.
Occasions that the expectation was that we would be supporting people.
When did Eamon Ryan say that?
A couple of times over the last few weeks, certainly. But in any case, Claire, you know, if there is a government candidate, you don't start running up against another government candidate. The time to run a selection convention, to call a motion on the executive, if that's what you want to do, is before that happens, not a week out. And then when it doesn't pass, then run anyway, you know. But that said, like, this is what Councillor Chu is doing. I do wish her well in the election. Unfortunately,
really?
I won't be able to vote because I'll be voting with government, because that's the decision of the members of the party that were in government. And I really genuinely want to get back to the governance, and that, I think, is
what don't see how you can, because it's
expect.
An extraordinary situation. You're saying that Eamon Ryan said to the parliamentary party meeting, here's what we're going to do, we're going to support the two candidates from the other parties in this election. And then your deputy leader, Catherine Martin, gives the green light to Hazel Chew to run against these candidates. How on earth do you get back to normal functioning within the Green Party with this going on?
Look, I don't know what Catherine Martin has or hasn't said, but
You know what she's done. We all know that she supports Hazel Chew's nomination.
She has nominated her, but as have many other people, and you'll find that some of the independents who have nominated Hazel have said that they wouldn't vote for her. So I think that a nomination process is entirely separate, and people can respect the right of somebody to run as an independent. And the only question here is, can you run as an independent and feasibly be the chair of a party? And, you know, you don't find any of the independents around the Dáil or the Shannon also being chairs of parties. Mm-hmm.
So you're clear you're going to ask your colleagues in the Green Party to remove Hazel Chew as chair of the party.
I am hoping that we can come to some kind of a resolution where we all feel happy, because that's what we do try to do in the Green Party. And unfortunately,
and what is the best resolution
away.
In what
for me,
what would be the case that you're putting forward to resolve this?
The case that I would believe that certainly Hazel should consider whether she feels that it's appropriate, and I don't think that it is appropriate to continue in that position.
So you think she should resign as chair of the Green Party?
I do believe that, and that's obviously why I would bring it forward, you know. I just don't think that the two are compatible. But that doesn't could mean she that stay I don't think on, that she's a good politician.
Could she stay on if she withdrew her candidacy from the Shannon?
I don't think that it would be fair for me to ask somebody to withdraw if they don't want to withdraw, because that's a separate, that's entirely separate if she says that she's going to run as an independent. It's entirely separate to being chair of a party.
But she can't do both.
And I believe that it is very difficult to do both. Genuinely, you're involved in the management and coordination. You're very much involved in trying to get the programme for government work achieved, in trying to support government colleagues. That is fundamentally what you're doing as chair, and also the fair procedures within the party. And I wish I wasn't on here, Claire, saying all of this, because we'd love in the Green Party to just say that we're all, you know, it's all rosy in the garden. But actually, sometimes people just do need to stand up and say, ah, no, come on now, hold on a second. Okay. You can't do both.
I have a statement that has just arrived into me here from Hazel Shu from the Lord Mayor of Dublin. It says, I'm very disappointed that Senator O'Reilly has chosen this avenue to express her unhappiness about me. After not being informed of a motion of no confidence in me, the agenda was sent on only an hour before. I was not told by any members of the parliamentary party proposing the motion, including the leader, who I spoke to hours before. The leader made it explicitly clear on several occasions that there was no pact. I would ask that if any members have any issues with me, please let me know directly. Thank you. And that's from Hazel Chu. What do you have to say to that?
Look, I heard Hazel on your show yesterday explaining herself. I've heard her at a press conference yesterday. So a lot of this, unfortunately, has come through the media. And therefore, it's not really reasonable to say some people can say whatever they like in the media and other people should just say it quietly behind closed doors. Unfortunately, it has taken this turn where I have ended up having to explain myself. I would rather not. I would rather have done it internally and that somebody didn't leak it. But immediately I have said that I would defer it. But obviously I'm going to give my opinion because I'm a politician and I'm paid to have an opinion.
Hazel Chu also says today that she wants to emphasise that she hasn't broken any rules. Do you accept that?
I don't think that that is a matter for me to decide that. I am saying that if it was me, I would consider whether it is appropriate to run as an independent and say that you're going to be effectively a government person when you're elected and you're going to vote along government lines, and then also to be the chair of a party. And I think that unfortunately it is making it really divisive for the members within the party who are sending me letters, ringing me, and are angry about this.
All right.
And it has to be expressed somewhere.
Not all of them. We've some members texting us saying that they totally support Hazel Chu.
Yeah.
But we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much for joining us, Senator Pauline O'Reilly.